This is a Gutter production.
What is a fun little game that we can play? Just a really quick game. What's a Beastie Rap or some shit?
Yeah, sure. Let's do Beastie Rap.
His name was Todd. Yeah, you gotta slow down. Yeah, slow down.
Okay, how does Beastie Rap work again?
I know a guy. His name is Todd.
I know a guy, and his name is Todd.
He is not normal. He is
Todd.
And then the next person goes,
yeah.
I know a guy. His name is Rap.
No, it's got a mat. It's got a rhyme with Todd.
I got a big gold piece of rod. I'm sorry, I forgot how to play. I'm jumping in, hoping my brain remembers how to play.
All right.
I know a guy. His name is Mike. He likes to ride a really big
bike.
It's true.
He likes to go fish. He's fishing for pike.
He rides a small bike. It's called a trike.
I told him, go take a
hike.
And when he's riding his small bike, he's like, this bike I
like.
Okay. Yeah,
Yep.
I'm feeling pretty warm.
I'm feeling Mike. Sunrise. Smell of smoke, soggy dead trees, and burnt up carbon in the air, along with the wind carrying the smell of crisp and fresh snow. The sun is rising now over gentle snow falling upon a lonely A-frame mountain cabin. The cabin itself is rustic, built from logs with a door covered in a peeling red paint. One dark window peeping out of his visage. In front of the cabin, we can see verdant green snow-kissed evergreens. Behind the cabin, we can see a large selection of bare and burnt trees. The snow collected on them makes them look like charred bones. In the distance, through these blackened snags, snow-capped mountains. There's a rough wooden chair out by the door, and around back you can see poles, laundry lines, and you can see a chicken shack. You can see rabbits skipping through the forest. An owl hoots. Sun is rising. Darkness becoming day. We hear a crack! Like a door slamming so hard it breaks the sound barrier. The trees ripple and shake from the shockwave. Birds scream out and fly from the trees. Rabbits scatter. We see a green hatchback on mini monster truck wheels. All of a sudden manifesting, bending, twisting out of air, moving with a propulsive forward foot to brake on snow. The crack is still ringing out in the air, sending small shockwaves through the snow, rippling across the mountainous terrain. From the distance, a disturbance in a great plain of snowfall ripples lightly. Small pieces tumble. The green hatchback, boom, is here. Booger, bam, landed deep in snow. White powder coming up to the upper part of the monster truck wheels. Inside Booger, we see three individuals, hungry, tired, freaked out as hell. Freaked out as hell style individuals, hungry, tired, sleepy, hungry, tired,
horny.
Three guys. Paint me a picture. What are we seeing inside Booger?
Oh, my God. Holy fuck. Okay, how's everybody doing? Are you okay? Are you okay?
My head hurts. Oh, Otter touches the back of his red adult hair and feels the absence of a black rat tail that has been pulled out of his hair somehow.
Ooh, you got a little drip of blood going down the back of your neck, man.
Oh, that stings.
Oh, the rat tail's gone.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, are you okay? Do you feel normal?
Yeah, no, I feel normal. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. I have to pee so bad, you guys.
I have to poop so bad.
Oh,
I've got to cum so bad.
Whoa.
Canonically.
It's what he said last.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right.
Oh, my God. Where the freaking hell are we?
Snowing?
Snowing.
Otter takes a big Olympic Peninsula sniff.
Oh, hey, you're going to want to lower the window before I take a big sniff in here. Let me tell you that
too
much.
Late.
Because
Otter's
I might have
taken
done
poison damage.
Oh, the only reason I don't have to poop and pee is because I already did.
No.
No.
I'm just kidding. But seriously, we rolled on the windows.
They work. Thank God.
Yeah, it all works. All right, it all works too normally well.
And you put the seat in that bad boy?
I did. And Violet kind of shakes the steering wheel a little. Hello.
Oh, hey, let's not get off on the wrong foot with whatever this becomes. Booger might not take kindly to shaking.
And then Violet gently pats the steering wheel.
There you go.
Booger sits silently in response to the shaking.
Oh, okay. You know what? Okay, let's look up there. You guys see that?
Your cabin?
Yeah.
God. TV Man would have loved being here with us around this cabin.
Oh, and meet Stu and TV Man. Hell, even David. Hell, even St. Mark's.
Even Juniper, the tiny Kato I met off camera.
Yeah.
Had a cool adventure with. It's on the Patreon in a couple years.
Fuck it. And then Violet takes their gun and is like ready to get out of the car right away.
I'm right
let's
with
go.
You, sister.
Let's and, go.
Okay, Otter pulls out his scimitar and his shotgun.
Guys, it's good to be cautious, good to be prepared, but let's not just necessarily come brandishing weapons at this person's house. We need to find out where we are, first of all, because I don't know. I don't have my cell phone, and I don't know if the cell phone we still have from David has signal right now, but I doubt it on this mountaintop or wherever we are. Are we in a mountain or a valley?
Appears to be a mountain.
It looks like
yeah,
a mountain. Scratch.
Top. Yeah, sorry, I had to take another look around.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm opening this damn door, and yes, I have weapons, but I also have charm, and I can defuse a situation as fast as I can fuse a situation.
Okay, let's keep the guns in the waistbands, please.
All right.
A Violet puts their gun down near their side, but not in the waistband.
Remember that we're back in polite society and we cannot get on the radar of the police right now. We cannot afford to. We are terrorists.
I think that the warp was more polite than this world that we just exited into.
I said polite society with an ironic bend.
I didn't catch the irony because I have to poop so bad.
Oh, God. I didn't deliver the irony enough because I have to cum so bad.
Oh, my God. You know what? I just realized we got to tie up the car. We should tie the car to a tree.
You think?
Yeah, we're going to tie Booger to a tree.
You think when Booger gains sentience, she's going to be happy to be tied to a tree?
No, but I think she might not know where I am, and then she's going to go running and go.
Well, talk to her.
It's like when you tie a dog to a thing outside. It's not going to hurt her.
Well, you better give her a treat after you do it.
I don't know how it works. Is Booger now a baby, or is Booger an adult who's
as
lived a full life
as,
since
we
she was...
don't know.
As far as we can tell, Booger is just still just a car, and
God
the seed was a piece of fucking junk that didn't do anything.
I'm opening the door. Is that all right?
Yep.
The door opens. Otter, you step out.
Ooh, it's cold.
It is chilly.
This
no.
is colder than we left.
No, it's mighty chilly up in these mountains. Yeah, it feels really cold.
Otter reaches into his bag really quickly and pulls out a slanket. Right. Isn't that what those were a couple
Slanket
years?
Slanket and Snuggies.
This was a
couple
Snuggie
brands.
Competitor that was killed by Snuggie, right?
Yeah. Slanket.
Otter's got a Slanket because he's a little offbeat. He's always picks the weird option. He's got a Slanket on. It's a leopard print Slanket. And he's out here and he hides his gun under the Slanket and he hides his scimitar under a Slanket. And he pulls two other Slankets out.
Oh, thank
while,
God.
While you're rummaging.
For him.
While you're rummaging through your stuff,
he's cold.
you do briefly notice the two other packages that Dorinda left you.
Ooh, and we're going to want to crack into these packages as soon as we crack into that home over there.
Yeah, why don't we just, let's leave everything in the car for now until we see what's what up there. And if we need to make a quick getaway, you know what? We're not tying up Booker, because if we need to get the fuck out of here, we don't want the car tied up to anything. So let's check it out.
Get our bearings, see what's what, and then we go into that house.
Yes.
And we poop, piss. You can do what you need to in a bathroom, yes. Otter. Or I'm Otter. Jesus
oh,
Christ.
Oh, my God.
Called Scratch Otter.
You tell
we
him
really
on yourself,
went through,
man.
A, we went through a, warp, a wormhole type thing, and the two of you have switched.
Ooh, oh, my God. Wormhole.
Oh, God.
I think they're pulling out that rat tail left a wormhole in the back of my head that goes straight to my brain.
Oh, trepanation. You're going to be able to open your third eye.
Whoa.
All right, you go ahead and take minus 20 veil.
Please. Minus 20 veil. Otter has... Yeah. Two squash rackets that he's using as snowshoes. And this is a little trick I learned when I played in Mongolia for 7 years. yep, canonical. The Mongolia years.
He just drew a check mark on the top of his character sheet.
I know what it means. I played a tabletop role-playing game before. Otter is sauntering over.
Yeah.
And... What does this house
look
like?
Yeah, as you're walking up to the house, you notice it's an A-frame. Again, peeling red door. Dark, looks very dark on the inside as you get closer. It looks pitch black on the inside.
That's good.
As you're walking over, you notice off to the left of the cabin, oh, look, there's like some vehicles underneath some snow. There's like a, looks like a pickup truck with chains on the tires, a snow cat. And you can see a small fishing boat that's like a big pile of snow on top of it.
Mm.
Yeah, you're walking over, you're feeling the cold, and you hear a pfft again, and you look up to the mountain that's like right up behind the A-frame, and you see more snow kind of tumbling down the side, you know. And it does not, it's not a lot, but it's enough to make you go, avalanche.
Avalanche.
I wonder what avalanche would be like.
Avalanche!
Like
Otter shouts.
It echoes. And
like, oh my
birds
God.
Fly out of the trees.
Yeah. That can cause an avalanche.
Yeah, no, that was not canonical. Ganon,
yeah,
real quick. Otter is familiar with the Olympic Peninsula and the mountain ranges on this peninsula.
Yeah.
Does this look familiar to Otter?
I feel like that could be a roll.
Maybe a navigate roll or an appraisal roll?
Let's say it's a navigate roll with advantage.
Okay.
So you roll that twice and you roll one of the D10 twice and...
This MFR with it would use an appraisal for anything.
I have great navigation.
No,
it would be navigation
for you. It would be with advantage just because you're specifically like, is this the Olympic Peninsula, the place I've spent so much time?
Yeah,
because
we would look out and it's very obvious if you're on a mountain and on this peninsula, you'd be like, oh, there's Seattle, maybe, if the warp hasn't changed all that crap.
And if you don't figure it out, I want to try to figure it out.
Can someone pass me some dice that are just cool? And for advantage with this, I roll...
You roll the D10 one twice, and whatever the lower one is, you take it.
Okay, so I rolled 50, which would be a hit, and...
So if you got 5-0, you roll the 5-1 again, see if you get 4-3-2-1 or 0.
Okay. Now, I think we've landed on 0-0-0 being 100.
That's really bad.
So let's...
Yes, so you wouldn't get that because that's bad, and with advantage means you get the one that
I get
is
the
more
50.
Good.
But hold on. Is that the first time somebody's rolled the actual, the worst roll? The zero?
This happened before.
It happened in a pre-prologue episode, and we may have said that was good then.
But with advantage does indicate it would be unfair if with advantage you get the worst roll if you roll
when
it.
You
because
roll
then
it, in,
it makes
yeah.
it more mm-hmm. likely that you will roll the worst roll. So we're going to take the better of the two.
Just a normal hit.
A normal fucking hit. I hope you cut that, Casey. Or you left it in because I said, I hope you cut that, Casey, with Verve. And I'm continuing it so that almost guarantees you will leave it in. Fuck! It's a hit! Okay, so looking around, Otter, taking in the air, smelling that sort of burnt smell, that snowy smell, looking at the mountains, you feel extremely confident you are not in Washington State.
We ain't in Washington anymore.
No, the trees are all wrong. The shape of the mountain, you do not recognize.
And we ain't in Mongolia.
Are we in...
I'm more familiar with Mongolia than I am.
Are we in the Pacific Northwest?
Don't make me do another roll.
Well, I don't know. I guess you won't know unless...
Vi's driven all over the place. Let's maybe Vi do a roll.
Okay.
It's navigation time.
No, I failed.
Okay.
Let's just get inside.
But my navigation is 50.
What did you get?
65.
Ah, fucking hell.
There's vehicles
out here. Stupid-ass game. You look out and you're like, fuck this stupid fucking life of mine.
Yeah.
I can't tell what the fuck, goddamn, what's the point of learning all this navigation and shit if I don't know jack shit?
Fuck this fucking stupid ass life.
Back of hand, Otter knocks on the door 3 times.
Are you trying to look, Scratch?
Scratch is bashful that you caught him because Scratch just wanted to, like, just, you know, sometimes when somebody presents a challenge that you have no right to succeed at, but you just want
wouldn't
to give it,
be
it
cool?
a try.
Wouldn't it you're be
like,
cool if you did?
You're like, what if I just rolled a golden hit right now and I'm like, oh no, I've been to this mountain in Montana before or whatever.
The one like, particular specific. Like,
I rolled a 60 something. So now Scratch is like,
yep.
Yeah, this doesn't look like Pacific Northwest at all. What the?
You knocked on the door. No response.
No response, guys. And then Otter looks at the ground, and are there any sort of, like, fake rocks or doormats?
Ooh, that's a great question. Let's say there's a little doormat there.
Otter peels the doormat up to see if there's a spare key.
It is bare.
All right, let's case the windows. Let's see. I'll go this way. You go that way.
Yeah, attack east, feint west. Otter makes hand signs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's only one window on this A-frame, which is the one right by the door.
Oh.
But you can peel around the side and go around the back if you
yeah.
want. Okay, so you guys peel around the side. Otter, you go by the cars and the boat. Violet, you go around the other side. You come around back. Behind the cabin, you can see that there are about a dozen trees here that are burnt very badly. The ground is blackened. And that looks like it even reached the back left part of the cabin, the part you're walking right by, Otter.
Oh, shit.
Scorched on that area. There you can see a fire pit, which is ironically untouched. You can see a chicken shack, partially burned woodshed. And you can see there's several poles, some with lines, some with mesh wire netting. One looks like laundry lines, the other. You would be familiar with survivalist stuff, Otter, like making jerky or...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Beef stuff.
Any chickens in the chicken coop?
You go check the chicken coop. The chicken coop is empty.
Good. Wouldn't want to have to take care of these chickens with all the problems we already have.
They might be fried chicken with this wildfire that passed through here.
Ooh, yeah, maybe there was a panko crumb avalanche that came down out as well. Ooh, now I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. Also, the back...
Did somebody say avalanche?
Nothing. All right. Did it? Am I dead? No?
No.
Still alive?
No. All right.
You can also
what am I going to have to do to get this goddamn snow to fall?
What do I have to do to freaking kill myself?
I kick the side of the mountain.
Ouch, says the mountain. You were going to see if there was like another window on the backside. The backside does not have another window. It's just, these big old logs all sort of Lincoln log together. But you do see there is like a hunting bow leaned up against the wall with a couple of arrows, four arrows next to it.
Mm. Oh, sweet.
Otter is going to, just sort of nonchalantly walk up to the arrows and just take the arrows and just throw them, an inconvenient distance away from the bow.
Okay, you throw them.
All right. Okay. Don't think anyone's home. But
and you said that it's burned, like, that there's an opening you could walk through?
Oh, no, it's not burned, like, it's opened it. It's just, like it's scorched the outside that the outside stayed.
Got it.
Yeah, you can see that following the fire, you can see there's, like, a melted, like, ATV, like, in the middle of the forest by all those burnt trees. And you can see, beside the woodshed, you can see, like, a bunch of, like, totally, like, melted out fucking gasoline canisters.
What are you rolling for?
I rolled for appraisal to see if I can tell if this was recent. Because that is an appraisal thing. I'm appraising if this is a recent fire.
Appraising the...
ATV or the wood.
Appraisal is tough for that one. Do you have a survival skill?
I have track.
Survival is...
has,
I actually don't have survival. How's that peaceable?
How about tracking?
Tracking,
you might not be able to check the four-wheeler, but you'd be able to check, like, how long the grass was burnt.
I would say tracking applies.
Let's just say Otter doesn't know.
Okay.
But anyone else is welcome.
You never tried the front door, right?
I didn't try. No, we just not.
Scratch has tried it while they're doing all
it's
that.
It's locked.
He tries the window, too.
The window's locked.
Damn.
Oh, Scratch says a little spell. Wingardium. No.
Yeah.
Not some Harry Potter spell, but, you know, that's the one that came to mind.
That's the one because you have Yorn and...
Yari.
Oh!
Yari and Norn. Sorry.
Yorn and Yari would be their...
That is an excellent call and an
they're
excellent idea.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, have sex.
Violet notices also the ATV, the scorched ATV that's all melted and out there. And rather than trying to track it or anything, I mean, it seems like it probably drove into the side of this thing or exploded. And then someone drove it out there and then stopped or then something like that happened. Who can say? But in this moment, she gets a little chill. And tries so hard to tap into Yari and Norn.
Hey,
you called?
You guys.
Yo, what's
you guys
up?
Sense pretty... the spider thing? How do I get into the building? How do we talk to the spider? The spider thing. And
you talking about God?
Yeah.
You don't really talk to God. Talks to you through just the events that occur in your life.
Yeah, just sort of God is sort of what is happening right now, which is we give thanks for all of this.
Do you want to talk to those two French cat burglars you killed that one time? I mean, you haven't talked to them in a while.
Yeah,
they might be able to give you a tip or two.
Mais putain, merde.
Hey, hello.
I am not
There's
the cat
three?
Burglar. I was just another guy who you killed.
We are just all the French voices hang out together.
They were robbing
me.
We're
all in the same car.
Yeah, we are French.
I will actually
we are French.
I will go over there so it will be less crowded in your brain.
All right, you guys got to get back to... Yeah.
I don't think I can help you very much unless you want to hear about my favorite kinds of ska music.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I love the specials. They're a very good band.
I am more of an Aquabat guy.
Aquabat! That's first generation. That's too far removed from the original.
What kind of music
ska
do you like?
Music of Jamaica.
I don't really.
He's
just
kind of
the only thing.
I do not listen, but I break into houses.
I was into that stuff, and I was
you
into
break into houses.
Breaking into
I'm a
houses.
Cat burglar.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So how do I break in?
You kind of take a brick or something, throw it through a window.
Oh, but that's going to fuck up the house.
Well, I don't really care about the house, you know. It's about me getting into the house.
Well, I mean, you could...
Oh, do you have a key to the door?
I wish. That's what I wanted the spiders to tell me. Whether there's a key around.
Sometimes when we come to a door, we can't get through the door. We kick the door really, really hard.
I think they
Let's
call
do
us,
that.
And I may be French, but I've lived all across Europe. So
I've lived everywhere.
It's kind of, you know, when I speak English, they call us cat burglar because we're French. But really, we're more of like the kick down door, kill, steal directly from.
There's an association with the cat burglars, or sneaky like a cat. No, they call us cats because they think French people are like cats. But we're really quite brutal.
Yeah, we're more like lion or tiger. Yeah.
I am not with these guys, but they're leaving out that they are also racist.
Well, yes, but we are also French.
I thought that this space in my brain was dedicated for people that I felt remorse about killing, and I don't know if I feel any remorse about killing
you do.
Wait,
that's
no,
the thing
I'm disappearing!
You do?
I am just re-disappearing! No, I do not exist!
Well, I still exist just fine.
I guess I feel a little bad about killing you. I don't know why. We'll find out. You guys are dismissed. Okay, well, I've consulted with myself, and I think that we should break down the door.
Otter comes back from back around. There was no back door, right?
No back door.
This place is not safe for the fire that's back out there. Only one exit right here.
Yeah, the thing is that if we break down the door and, you know, and we got to break down the wall, we can do that too.
Hey, Scratch.
Hmm.
You haven't worn your helmet in a while, right?
My headset?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not for purposes other than just, like, seeing in the dark lately, but I don't really know what the thing can do.
You think it could, like, identify, like, weak spots in the house or some sort of,
Well, I mean, it showed the location of the book. I thought that was, like, because it was connected to the book, but I guess we could try. Scratch goes and he puts on his backpack with the computer in it and the whole setup, and he slips on the headset.
Yeah, that gnarly-looking headset, that burnt-up-looking headset, that sort of PS4 run-through a chemical fire-looking headset. PS4 VR, by the way. Anyway, that's how we initially described it.
Power button engage.
So you put the headset on, boom! It's darkness. And then you see a symbol in white, a dragon Ouroboros. And then you see the world around you in a grainy black and white. And then you see a white circle drawn before you, and it disappears. And you're looking through and you're seeing this, and you do see a little bright white image. It's like, you're looking at the front of the A-frame cabin right now, but you see, like, a little tiny glowing image, like, behind the cabin.
I see this glowing image. Do I still see everything else in the black and white infrared camera?
Yeah.
And, you know, as we've said before, the frame rate is really low and it lags behind. So Scratch is kind of almost, like, dizzily off balance, walking his way through the snow, crunching through, slipping every once in a while, steadying himself on the side of the building as he walks around it.
Mm-hmm.
And he approaches.
You see, once you get around to the back of the A-frame, that this glow is coming from inside the woodshed.
Hey, have we checked that woodshed? He points.
Nope.
Nada.
But I will.
Violet, you walk up to the woodshed and you open the door. Inside the woodshed, you see a body face down, bullet hole in the back of the head.
Did we find a key, Violet?
Blood everywhere. Please roll for Veil.
I think Violet's silence means we found a key.
Otter is not too far behind, but maybe getting less of the... Sorry for saying those guys were racist. I'm sorry about that.
They're not... Hey, everybody who's listening, canonically, they weren't.
I did not pass.
Okay. You take 4 veil damage.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, pretty good. One more and you do a little temporary unveiling. So you let out, you make some sort of, like, reaction.
Oh!
A little yell.
Fire, what is it?
Violet found the key!
Yeah, the key to the...
You guys run up and take a look?
God damn,
give me some veil rolls.
Scratch doesn't run up. He's back by the house, jumping and throwing his hands in the air.
I
like,
use the tool.
Wow, guys, it worked. I can find the things I'm looking for with this.
Oh, Otter, use a power roll.
Otter passed, and
okay,
it's
great.
Just like, oh, yep, no, yeah, that's just a wasted guy.
Yeah.
Oh, zero, here we go. Are we going to get, now, this could be fun. We could have a double. 5. It's golden.
Okay.
It's a golden fucking hit.
Golden hit. You said golden fucking hit, and I was like, golden fucking hit.
Golden fucking hit. We
bling,
should make
bling,
a version.
Cha-ching, golden fucking hit.
It's just an insanely good roll. You can feel like it's sucking on the back of your head, like it's trying to take something from you, but you just go with the flow, and you don't get a bad feeling at all. You feel like you are on top of this visor experience.
This might be also, you know, I actually replaced its... like light visor with the one from my PSVR 2 headset, which was a little bit more comfortable. So this might be the start. Scratch is starting to feel like he's taming the beast a bit.
Taking some ownership of his power.
Yeah, breaking it.
So we're looking at this dead guy.
Yeah.
Otter.
He's
unfazed,
by the way. 40-something balding man. He's wearing like a well-worn like winter coat, face down, blood, brain matter, on the wood, but yeah, face down on the snow. their bullet hole in the back of the head.
Rest in peace, sir. And I'm so sorry to do this. But I gotta check your pockets. And so Violet bends down to check the pockets.
You find a key.
We found a key.
You find a little Swiss Army knife. You find a pack of smokes and a lighter.
Oh, hell
yeah.
Or
no, it's not a pack of smokes. It's like a tobacco. A thing of tobacco and rolling papers.
Oh, hell.
Can I flip this guy over and just see what's left of his face and see if I recognize this guy by any chance? Not that I would, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you flip him over. It's a pretty grisly sight. His forehead is... There's a big chunk out of it gone and a bit of his right eyeball missing. He has a beard. He just looks like a guy. You don't recognize him.
Okay. I don't know this guy, and I don't know where we are, but we got a key.
I think it's safe to say we're at his house. Rest in peace, sir. Thank you for the key, and thank you for the tobacco, which I will not smoke.
Yeah, it kills. He points to the dead guy.
And Violet with great hesitation slowly dumps the tobacco out in the snow.
Oh, the wind blows it away.
Oh.
You guys walk back towards the house where Scratch is. He takes a headset off and you find it on a hook or something? Under a pot?
It was in dead guy's pocket.
What?
Dead guy pocket.
Scratch throws up. But it's probably from the pulling the headset off and
as he's throwing up, Otter's just like, yeah, he was shot in the back of the head. It went through. He looked pretty messed up. He had a beard.
But I didn't smoke the tobacco. And that's called progress.
Yeah.
Recovery. Whatever. My God, I want a cigarette so bad. Okay, let's go.
Anything else we want to talk about?
Yeah, anything else? I don't know.
And I'm not going to make a big deal about how it's July 29th right now, and in a couple of days, it's going to be Michael's birthday.
It's Leo season.
Oh, it's Leo season.
The time of year we've all been waiting for.
And it's your
just
birthday
say,
in just a couple days.
You guys do not have to get me a big, giant present. You don't have to give me a big, extravagant present like a novelty cake with a dancer inside. I don't need that. I don't need billions of gold.
A birthday is not about needs. It's about wants.
It could be an all expenses paid trip. It could be an experience.
Yeah,
it would have
exactly.
to be a big old box.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a big material thing like a giant figure of Luffy from One Piece. But he's like 7 feet tall and
no.
It's like clearly stolen from like a ramen restaurant
and no
downtown.
Shorter than 7 feet because it needs to be 7 feet tall to
well,
be effective.
Of course. Yeah, if you're gonna get me a fucking Luffy statue, it better be at least 7 feet. Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
It doesn't have to
but it doesn't
be
have
that.
To.
It could be a $2,500 Venmo
with an emoji as the payment description so I don't get invested by the birthday IRS division.
It could be just a suitcase, empty, but it's a good suitcase, really good suitcase.
Do you know what it could be? It could be you, the listener, calling in to our phone number,
773-666-A-GUN.
That's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
No,
who
do
2, 4, 8,
we appreciate?
A-GUN. Google A-GUN numbers.
Look at your
A-GUN,
phone.
Right,
look
A-GUN numbers. A-GUN numbers. Call in.
We had this really fun and kooky idea where we were like, what if...
Because I haven't done this yet, but you've already heard this, but I need to write it previously on because this is like a new arc. Welcome to the new arc, by the way. New arc! I have to do a previously on. Those are hard to write. You already heard it in this episode, but
it was really good game
and it was really great
and the effort showed. You were like sweating and crying.
It sort of seemed like maybe you recorded it on my actual birthday and you were imbued with some sort of birthday mania.
Wow, it really seemed like that.
I can't wait for that to happen soon. but that hasn't happened anyway. Could you guys please call 773-666 gun? Can you please call that number and give your previously on of what's happened?
Yeah, far. Give your previously on.
We just
want to
hear it.
We want to hear it.
What do you? What is it? What's happened on the show? Can you please tell us what's happened so far?
It's also a test to see if you've been paying attention. Okay, please. Look, there I said it.
There.
But try to keep it like, look.
7 to 8 minutes.
If long. Imagine if like.
Bzz, wrong.
If even 8 people sent these in and each of them are 5 minutes long, do you know how much commitment that is, guys? The shorter, the better. The shorter you get bonus points. It's like, imagine like a score multiplier bar that is constantly shrinking per second. So the faster and more concise you can make your charming little previously on for us to listen to, the better.
My God, a haiku? A haiku previously on?
Whoa.
Whoa. But if you do end up rattling on for 12 to 18 minutes, I will listen to the whole thing, and then I will fall asleep and have a sweet, sweet dream.
I will listen and
cry.
I will stay awake because I will be editing, presumably,
yeah,
that
so don't
voicemail
do it.
Episode.
Don't do it.
But I will hit you with the x3 speed modifier and give you that Alvin and the Chipmunk treatment.
And I'll say, if it's a haiku, you got to make it really good, because I've read a lot of haikus. You know, we've all read a lot of, not real ones.
Did you read my haiku diary? Is that how you read a lot of haikus?
I read your haiku diary.
Oh, my goodness.
I just talk about how much I want stuff for my birthday, but with only a small amount of words and syllable counts.
For your birthday, do you also want people to sign up to the Gutter Patreon?
Yes, I do. That's what I want.
Hey, you got to eat your birthday vegetables before you have your birthday cake, okay?
You're right.
So turn that frown upside down.
I'm smiling because you, the listener, are subscribing to the Gutter Patreon at the highest tier. $5.
$5. Come on.
It's $5.
Get in there.
We got a bunch of crap on there.
We get ad-free episodes.
Do you want to hear about the stuff that happened to the guys before the show started? You could hear about it there. We did fun prequel episodes. I think they're really good.
You can hear our voicemail episodes. You can hear just everything.
And let's be real.
Everything.
Talkbacks.
$5. Been $5 since the show started. And Neoscum, it was $5 when we had bonus episodes and everything like that. $5 in today's money is $2.
Truly.
That's right. So give
$10
us $2. Help us keep our website active. Our subscriptions to Adobe active.
Basically, all of the money
cetera,
that we get goes to our accountant, who then just tells us, don't worry about it, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
He says, don't worry about it. And
I think we need a new accountant. But we could talk about that later.
Yeah.
Maybe. Talk about firing Bertrand.
Oh, not Bertrand.
Whenever we bring that up to him, though, he tells us not to worry about it, and we go, yay.
We love not worry. He says, don't worry about that, kitten.
Yeah.
And we got it.
Daddy's guys has to go look at some spreadsheets.
Oh, speaking of which, Bertrand is calling now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he says.
Oh, he got in a huge accident?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He got in a huge accident.
Wait, that's Bertrand's wife? That's not even him because he's in the hospital?
Yes. And now we have to go. We have to go. We have to go get save Bertrand.
Fucking staging me up on my goddamn Leo season almost birthday, Bertrand. Happy fucking birthday.
Now we're going to be celebrating his death.
Right.
As if he dies.
Oh, my gosh.
If he dies.
Well, what are we going to do?
We lose everything.
We lose everything. Save Bertrand. Sign up for the Patreon. Save Bertrand.
We signed some papers that had some real bad fine print.
Deals with the devil.
Why did you guys sign my birthday card? No one fucking signed it yet. I've been passing it around.
We're going to do that after we sign the get well card for Bertrand.
God damn it. Bertrand gets everything, listener. Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mike, I can't make your birthday party because I'm going to Bertrand's funeral. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. That's fine.
This episode of Gutter is sponsored by Hero Forge.
Violet, Otter, it's me, Scratch. If you're listening to this tape, then it means my dark prophecy was correct. I got sucked into cyberspace after insulting an Etsy witch on an internet forum. But look, I've been digging through the pages of my archive, and I think I found just the way out. Think about it. The place where you make ideas come to life. Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customized tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. With a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options, Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for users to 3D print their unique designs at home. Meaning, you could design me, Scratch Kelly, on HeroForge.com, I could possess the digital model from here in cyberspace, then you could print me into existence itself. In theory. But that's not all. HeroForge also has custom printed dice where they'll stick your favorite mini, in this case me, floating inside a die. Or you could even put that mini, me, in this case, on a keychain. HeroForge custom acrylic keychains are printed at the same scale as the rest of HeroForge minis and arrive already attached to a high-quality zinc alloy lobster clasp, so you can take your favorite character, in this case me, wherever you go. And if you can't quite capture my likeness, it's okay. HeroForge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week, so check back in and see what you missed. Listen, Violet, Otter, or anyone who finds this tape, visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today. It may just be the only way to set me free. And if it doesn't, well, at least you got a scratch mini to keep you company.
This episode of Gutter is brought to you by the new upcoming Sourdough expansion for the award-winning fantasy tabletop role-playing game, The Wild Sea. You play as a sailor traveling across a rampant ocean of trees called the Verdant Sea. The Sourdough expansion brings us to a spooky part of the Verdant Sea that ain't so verdant, called the Sourdough, where we learn that wilds can die. But death plays differently on the rustling waves, and through silk and honey, through spores and sacrifice, the lost reach of Sourdough might be dragged into summer once more. And yeah, there are spiders who wear skin suits. Sheesh. This expansion has 50 pages of new content, including new factions, new background options, a new adventure, and new thematic ship options for the real shipheads just like me. If this is getting you itching to hit the high trees, head on over to Kickstarter to back The Wild Sea Sourdough
live now. Now, if you excuse me, I've got to go hit some high trees, if you know what I'm saying. Am I allowed to say that? Bye.
Hey, campers. Have you heard of Season 5 of Five Gems in a Trench Coat from Inside the Tent? You haven't? Well, let us tell you about it.
A nice, green, natural regional park. This is Hidden Falls Regional Park. For our purposes in our world, it's a bit larger than it actually is. It is the summer of 1983, and it is all of your first time getting to stay at Hidden Falls.
We promise it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a story of three childhood friends going across the Americas in 1987 using Kids on Bikes, second edition. So grab a blanket, make some coffee. The first three episodes are available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
My God, I want a cigarette so bad. Okay, let's go.
You got those clean lungs, too, from the horn.
Yes.
Did we, when I blew the horn the last time, Gannon, did that affect us at all?
You have actually been thinking about the horn this entire time, so you guys are, like, walking up to the door now, getting ready
crumbled.
To, like... Yeah, it crumbled in your hand, Otter, and you remember, like, feeling, like watching it, like, flow away, but there was, like, a little bit of dust, and it was almost like it sort of was sinking... I don't know. It's like lotion or something.
Ooh.
Just sort of like eventually like just sort of was just gone, but it didn't seem to float away. It seemed to go into you maybe. And you're like kind of been holding that to yourself. Like, am I fucked or something? Yeah, as you're walking around the house, you do notice growing out of the side of the cabin, you see a colorful mushroom and you really want to eat it really bad. It's just a little colorful mushroom that's popped out and you're like I need to eat that.
You guys go ahead. I just gotta tie my shoe real quick. I'll meet up with you.
You pop down and you just pop the little mushroom in your mouth.
Alright, ready to go.
What does it taste like? Roll, let's see, I'm gonna roll 1d4 for you. It tastes It tastes really nice. It's like the coolest, most refreshing water, but in like a physical chewy form.
Ooh, yeah,
and
I like that.
You eat it and you recover 3 health points.
What the
f- Whoa!
You guys don't know about that.
That's
called Otter's Secret.
You eat it and you're like, wow, that was awesome. Mm. That's Otter's Secret.
He's by the way, every time they say secret, they do a little V for victory / peace sign.
That's right.
We do.
And if I have overflow HP,
then you just get to full.
Okay, I'm just at full.
You guys are also really, really tired and really hungry.
I'll take the spare HP. My ass is at 5, so why don't you fucking regurgitate that into my
you
rules?
You didn't see that, because that's called Otter's Secret.
I'm metagaming.
Okay, well, maybe you can blow a horn that disintegrates into your hand and makes it so that mushrooms heal you right, instead of make you sick.
We open the door.
What are you asking me to do, Otter? You want me to blow your horn?
Well, we all know how horny you've been since we got here.
So. Well, that's because you said I was, and I took that gift with pride.
Says Scratch metagaming again.
We're all metagaming. And we're at the front door.
Crack.
Bye. Opens.
Crack-a-doodle-doo. This is the sound of the door opening.
That's cute.
You're hit immediately by the smell of mothballs, burnt wood, mildew. The morning light from the outside is sort of trickling in, but it's pitch black in there. It's totally pitch dark. But from what you can see from the light behind you, everything seems to be covered in a thick film of dust. You step into the building just a little bit, and the floor feels like it's covered in sawdust. Looking closer, you can see, actually, it's the detritus of countless dead moths. It's really dark, but you do see there's a solar powered lamp hanging from the ceiling. Someone, let's say, who was the first to go in?
Me.
Okay, so you're looking around, you don't see anyone, you don't see any danger. You walk up, you turn on the light. With the lights on, you can see the inside of the cabin. You can see that there's a rustic wood burning oven. You can see a man-made storage chest and a kitchen table with two chairs and a shotgun, a pump shotgun propped up against it. You can see that there is a ladder that leads to a loft and a pull-up door in the back left corner of the room that seems to lead to a cellar. The western wall of this A-frame, however, is really what catches your eye. It is covered in a confusing web of printed images and images torn from magazines and torn from books, torn pamphlets, and just a general lunatic scrawl linked by red threads. Classic conspiracy style wall. You guys are feeling also probably pretty chilly right now.
Violet, once everyone has kind of stepped inside, Violet goes back to the open door and just kind of does opens and closes the door to fan it out to try to like get some airflow in this place.
Scratch is like kicking moth carcasses out the door, the open door. Like.
Is there a visible bathroom or
no visible bathroom?
All right, Otter is looking for a bathroom, so he's just gonna pull down the step ladder.
The ladder. Okay, so you pull down the step ladder, and you go up, and you upstairs. You can see this is where he would sleep. It's an old sleeping bag is here, and a cot with a creaky mattress. You can tell because you put your hand on it and it goes. You also find a messy pile of vintage, hyper-specific porno mags and a dirty, half-full jar of Vaseline.
Oh.
Hyper-specific?
Yeah. What are they?
Ooh, it is sort of like Tarzan porn.
Like Tarzan and Jane, like kind of like models and.
But like from like the 60s, yeah. Sort of like strong, like a strong man from like a carnival kind of.
Yeah, one of those guys who just like before they invented abs, just had those big broad flat chests with a little bit of chest hair.
And there's like he has like a big waxed curly mustache, and then there's like a lady with like frizzy, like, wild hair, and she also, it's sort of like Flintstones porn, I guess, this, as I circle around the issue, it's Flintstones porn.
Jane meets the jungle wild man, the making whoopee stones.
The making whoopee stones, and
they didn't say fuck back then, so it was called the making whoopee stones.
And Otter,
the bang
for a second, as he's looking at this, he thinks of Bodhi, who is sort of like one of the Tarzan, like, caveman type people in his life, and he remembers that he is still looking for his friend, and he just quietly says a small prayer that Bodhi is safe wherever he is, and also all the people of Black Fork.
The things porn can really bring out of us, you know? The emotions and the sadness.
And then Otter puts all of the magazines in his satchel, because these are valuable, and if I ever do get back to Crap Yard, we can actually make quite a pretty penny off these.
And he knows if he leaves them up there with Scratch the way he is, he's going to ruin all
Keep this animal away from that crap.
So there's no bathroom, though.
No bathroom.
All right, Otter's...
Bunk, bunk, bunk.
How about the cellar?
Okay, you walk on over to the cellar. Vi, you crack open the cellar door. You pull up the door, and you climb on down. There's a little ladder. You climb on down. You see shelves and shelves of hundreds of canned goods, but most of them appear to be full of black goo. But at the very end of this dark but small cellar, you see a very, very large safe.
Ooh.
See, would you know what kind of safe it is from your experience?
I wouldn't, but Otter might with appraisal.
Otter might not with that. Appraisal.
Not Don't that. Tell Otter to use appraisal. He's the only one who decides when to use appraisal, which is every other time.
Every other time for things that aren't actually appraising.
Now, locksmith, I have a level 26 for locksmith, so I might be able to do something.
Yeah, I mean, if you pass a locksmith, I'll tell you what kind of safe it is.
And then if you fail, Otter will be down soon enough because he's still looking for that bathroom. TTRPGs are just so that you can go to the bathroom in different cool places that you couldn't normally go to in real life.
Roll for bathroom, roll for pissing, crapping, and peeing, pooping. We did something we love to do every day.
Golden shit!
I failed, but I could spend luck to win, right?
Lenny, I don't know if you want to spend 11. Well, it's I'm metagaming. I
11
just don't
luck,
know if it's worth 11
60.
Luck
have,
just to
I
know.
I currently have my maximum luck.
Can Otter just kind of tell what kind of...
But David needs to know what kind of safe it is when he could also do wrong.
Just so that I can maybe help Violet.
Sure. Is Otter
pinpoint.
There, Violet?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so Otter is there. Otter's...
Well, I made a big sound when I saw the safe, so everybody's looking. Right.
And also, this was a logical next place to look for a bathroom. Yeah, also, there wasn't a bathroom out back, and there's not a bathroom in this A-frame?
They just piss in the woods.
Did it burn down?
Maybe there's an outhouse
out there. Could have burned down. Good idea. Let's take a look at that. Now that's a safe. And it's safe to say I don't know what that is. Never seen that kind of safe before. I'm going to go outside and take a crap in the woods. Don't tell anyone. Wink. That's Otter secret.
While they were doing that, Scratch knew that he couldn't help at all. So he opened one of the jars on the shelf and took a big whiff.
Okay. Smells rotten.
Oh, like rotten food or rotten tood?
Rotten food. Tood? It has,
that'd be like a rotten attitude. I meant rotten, like,
is maybe your
poop.
Tude has become rotten from smelling the rotten.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. Play it. Work with that.
Yeah.
He's frowning.
Otter's outside pooping in a snowbank.
Okay. It feels, I don't know, you're like, it's that feeling like when you've been awake for 2 days straight and not eating anything.
But the mushroom.
Are you feeling kind of hot? Oh, but
the mushroom.
You did eat that fucking mushroom.
It made
so
me
actually,
feel good.
Actually, they don't know, but you're like, I'm actually kind of fucking full right now, and I'm feeling pretty good.
And Otter goes, and he takes an old, like, from one of those magazines that he put in his satchel, there's like a, enter this sweepstakes, and he, like, takes that out to go wipe.
Yeah.
And it's clean. It's a clean. There's no, there's nothing there.
What the hell?
Because the mushroom got him so right. It was the perfect poop.
Fucking and regular.
Otter feels so good.
Violet is staring at the safe, And then it's like, oh, I gotta talk to those cat burglars again. Cat burglars?
Just to be clear, we are not...
Yeah, French cat burglars? No, you're not.
The only one appears, the other one is gone.
Yeah, the other one's gone. And the other one?
I was here, I was also French, and actually I was killed for lying and false accusations for people and spreading libel.
I guess the other burglar, he happened to be racist.
I am not. That's why he disappeared, because he had guilt.
I had no guilt. You know.
I don't even know these guys.
Sure. Oh, so you don't even know each other now.
I am just French.
I'm barely French. My accent isn't.
Your accent is like comes and goes.
Well, you should have been. You're the only one with a good, real French accent.
Yeah.
Wait,
well,
is that a Guidry safe? I am familiar.
Oh, not even a cat burglar.
A Guidry safe?
A Guidry safe? My grandpapa used to put me inside of it when I misbehaved.
So how do I open it? How do I open the Guidry safe?
I only know how to open from the inside.
Wait, I am back. I have just clawed back from non-existence to answer this question for you.
Yes, please.
Okay, to get into a safe like this, do you have the key?
I have the front door key.
Does it fit in the safe?
I don't know. I didn't try it.
Try it.
I try it.
Doesn't fit.
No, I don't have the key.
I don't fucking know. I don't know, man.
There's a
key. I'm getting sucked back into non-existence.
That's all right. That's all right. I have a feeling I won't need to talk to any of you after today.
I don't know. We might become important characters in your life.
Maybe. You never know.
Ganon. What is my what? Yeah, because the French people do that.
He is from Vichy, France.
I think they would say
this guy was a Nazi.
What?
Violet killing 90-year-old men. Oh, he was a Nazi.
What is my lock picking skill?
What is your lockpicking skill? A figment? A potential figment?
Mm-hmm.
100 maximum. It's really.
I'll let you roll again. I'll let you roll 25
now,
again.
Okay, because we know it's a Guidry safe.
Because we know it's a Guidry safe.
All right, now here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to do. Okay.
I got better this time, but still didn't pass. 33.
Well.
And I need a 25 to be successful.
Let me take control for 1 second. Do you let me take control?
Let you take control? Yeah.
Well, now, hold on a minute.
He touches the safe and he opens it.
We can't possess Violet. He's rolling. He's actually rolling. You're not.
Oh, it was a bad roll. Don't worry.
So Violet all of a sudden starts, like, her eyes roll back. She starts quivering and shaking. A Scratch is like, oh, my God, what's going on? What's going on? And then all of a sudden.
This is a Guidry safe.
And then you touch the safe.
Yeah, oh yes.
And then your eyes roll back again. And then boom, you're back.
Oh my God. The fuck is wrong with you? You just freaked out all my friends.
Oh, I am dying.
Hey, Violet, that was a really good French accent.
Oh,
thank you.
Thanks.
That was a fun little accent you did.
Yeah, thanks.
Is it because the name of the safe is French?
Guidry safe.
Let me go to the trailer and get like some of my tools. We could probably drill out the handle.
Oh, you know what? The guy had this Swiss Army knife. What if one of these attachments is the key? And Violet starts opening all the attachments.
There's the tweezers. There's the scissors. There's the little knife. There's a little army man. He's smiling, but no key.
There's a little army man? The Swiss Army.
Yeah, he comes.
I mean, I just thought.
Well, Violet, are you happy?
The key's got to be somewhere in the house.
Are you happy? Okay, well then, by all means, keep searching.
Well, get the power drill.
Otter is back.
No, but I'll search.
We don't need the power drill. Scratch makes a bid to do anything.
So get the power drill.
Sorry, I'm so horny. I got a bad tooth.
Why don't you go in the camper, get the drill, and you know the drill.
That was fire.
I'm not gonna do that until you guys are asleep.
Hey, I'm fine.
I'm asleep.
I'm gonna. Fi's asleep. Don't wake her. I'm gonna look at all the food because I think maybe not all of this rotten is rotten, and I can prepare something.
Great.
I can do a lot with a little.
Great. Give me a spot hidden. Or also.
It's a hit.
Okay, great. Okay, so immediately you're looking and you see a can of pickled beets. It says pickled beets on it.
Otter hates pickled beets. He doesn't say anything.
you look over at the next one and there's a can, there's a jar, a mason jar of pickled chicken feet.
Okay. Ew. I love chicken feet.
I'm pickled beets.
I'm gonna make us some chicken feet. Mm-hmm.
All there is, really?
No, there's pickled beets.
Okay,
too.
I'll just eat that straight out of the can.
And he looks at the next one and it says pickled meats, and then the next one says pickled sweets. It is for some reason all
pickled teats. What the?
Whoa! Everything here rhymes, but he grabs the pickled beets and the pickled chicken feets, and he goes upstairs.
Great. Clink, 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 bonk, bonk, bonk. You're upstairs. You're upstairs in the room. And again, since you don't get to see what I see, you're standing in this dark room with this dim light. You're seeing a wood-burning oven that is not on, a chest, kitchen table with a shotgun propped up against it, the ladder that leads up, the ladder that leads down, and a big old conspiracy wall.
Opening the chest really quick before we go back downstairs.
You open the chest. You see inside the chest is a toolbox, a little tiny book that looks like a journal, some folded up blue tarp. We love that. Some clothes that smell really bad. There's a yellow bucket that seems to have some water in it. And there's a cooler.
Hey, guys. Found a journal, found a toolbox, found some stinky clothes, found a tarp.
I'm right behind you.
Found another couple of things in there, too. Come check this out. I think if we're going to open this journal, we should all be together.
Yeah, yeah. Let's open the journal.
From the vantage point of the journal, it's faux illuminated as we all three of us look at the journal.
You look at the journal.
And read the first page.
The first page only has four words. There is a light.
What else?
Next page.
Nothing.
Next page.
Nothing.
Next page.
Nothing.
Next.
Nothing.
Random Next. Page. Random page later.
You flip it to a random page. Nothing.
Last page.
Nothing.
Guys. Hmm.
Any pages tucked into the journal?
No.
I got this, guys. I got this. I got this. Scratch, he goes ahead and he gets that fire started.
Okay. So you go over the oven and you know how to start a fire?
Yeah. Scratch would do lots of fire pits in Ohio.
That's
where they
right.
would do like fireworks and stuff like that.
Ohio racial advantage or whatever you
yes.
want to call it. I don't know. I can't remember the word. It's the whatever the orcs of this. Stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Ohioans have special Ohio powers. So.
Exactly.
They can start a fire out of anything.
But and he also like Scratch has always kept with him, you know, basic. Like an adventurer's kit kind of thing in his backpack. So he has a fire starter,
great.
Little...
Like a flint stick
where you can
thing.
Strike it.
Yeah.
You crack it open, you see, like, there's, like, some dirty old logs. And there's also, like, a bunch... It looks like there's, like, a bunch of, like, paper... Like, when you, like, try to burn a bunch of paper and it doesn't mm-hmm. totally burn all the way through? And there's, like... So there's, like, a bunch of crumpled paper and you can't help but kind of glance at the paper.
Yeah, Scratch pulls it out because he wants to make sure it's not damp.
Yeah, it's not damp. Well, actually, is it damp? No, it's not damp. It's just been sitting in there.
But he does examine it.
You do examine it. You see it's like the letters. Or it's not like letters. It's pieces of paper that seem very official. They look very scary. Like the kind of paper you don't want to see plastered on your door. Saying things like, final notice, etc. in big red font. Evacuate your illegal domicile before we take action. Something, something from a firm called Taffert and Sullivan.
Does anything ring a bell for the kind of stuff I would hear about, like, warp evacuations and stuff like that?
Is there anything you can roll for that?
Knowledge, generally, like a...
Yeah, give it to you.
Also, the legal things...
History?
Do the legal things have addresses that show the state?
Ooh, that's a really good point. You see... That Taffert and Sullivan, courtesy of Carcosa Technologies, vis-a-vis mining pursuits, you see there is an address that is San Francisco, California.
Guys, this these papers here that he was not a fan of, so he tried to use them as kindling. They're from San Francisco, but that's obviously not where we are. But they were trying to like evict him. They're saying his domicile was illegal or something. I don't know if that's because of the controlled burn or
yeah, it
what?
Seems you're looking it over. It seems like there's something to do with mining nearby, and they're claiming that domicile is illegal and needs to be evacuated.
I am expressing all this as
for their permitted mining practices. These guys are representing a company called Carcosa Technologies.
Now, they could be based in San Francisco, and maybe that's just not near us, but are we on Mount Shasta? Otter sniffs and smells, tries to smell the Shasta.
Smells nice. Well, it doesn't. It smells bad. It smells like a bunch of dead moths.
Smells like dead moths.
Don't you guys think it's kind of weird that we went through a big moth to come here to this place full of dead moths? Now we got this note saying there's a light. It's like a light in the moths.
Well, once I get a... I don't want to burn this because this could be useful, but...
Yeah. Yeah, Scratch, you're getting a fire going.
Yeah,
how about some...
I've got a fire... Yeah,
It's warming up.
Oh, okay.
And so the fire is going, and he's like... Here, hand me that notebook real quick. I want to check something out. Thank you, Gannon, who handed it to me in Object Work.
Just really quick, while Scratch is doing that, Otter's just going to go to the car and bring some of our stuff in. Yeah. Just because it seems like we're getting a little cozy, right?
Yeah.
Otter, can you bring my tools, too?
Tools, Violet, anything?
Maybe tie Booger to the tree.
I'll tie Booger to the tree. Maybe I should.
Otter, so you're going out, and you're getting some gear. Do you tie Otter to... Or do you tie Booger to the tree? Do you tie Gutter to the tree?
Otter rolls his eyes, and he's like, I'm not going to tie, but then he's like... I would feel really bad if Booger flew off. I will tie Booger to the tree. So Otter takes the toolbox. He takes the extra bag that he has, which has Dorinda's objects of power in them, mm-hmm. because don't want to leave that in the car. And then Otter just pulls out a 30-foot length of rope from his bag and pats Booger like a horse and says, sorry if this is not necessary, but we just don't want anything worse to happen than it's already happened to us, so... Oh!
What was that? From Booger?
You could have sworn you just heard a weird noise come from Booger.
Burper.
Oh. Burper.
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 It's Burper.
Burper? Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm Burper.
Otter ties the rope to the steering wheel, then closes the door so that it's a nonsensical situation, but it's like the steering wheel has the rope tied to it, and then it's tied around the trunk of one of these bear trees, yeah. And he comes back in to see.
You come back in to see Scratch holding the first page of the book that has the text on it just next to the fire so that the heat would reveal any hidden writing that sometimes people do. You can do with like lemon juice or different chemicals or whatever. And he does that one after the other on each of the blank pages as well, kind of slowly seeing if there is any, if the light of the fire reveals anything. It might also reveal etchings if certain pages were, like, torn or something like that.
Thinking.
I didn't hit on it directly, but I'm, like, sitting here praying for a pity win from Dad.
Not like a pity win from Dad.
It could... We'll keep trying something else, too.
Yeah.
That's not it.
No, you don't see anything.
Well, right, look, if that had been right, I mean, you'd be like, well, Scratch... Yeah, wow.
Violet takes the notebook while making eye contact with Scratch and slowly takes the notebook. Mm-hmm. And is like, give me 15 minutes. And then Violet climbs up to the loft with the notebook.
Okay, you're in the loft with the notebook now.
Otter starts cooking pickled beets and pickled feets.
And Violet is just trying to quiet their mind and is looking at this notebook. Page 1. There is a light. She's thinking about the Mariah Carey cover. There's a light in me. And that's not relevant. Anyway, picks up a pencil and puts it to the page. And Violet closes her eyes and is trying to concentrate on, like, if anything will come out, and just starts kind of scribbling.
Give me a power roll.
Hot hit. I got a 13 and my golden hit is 12, so.
Oh, so close.
I was so close.
Okay.
You want to use one luck and make it a golden hit?
I use one luck and make it a golden hit.
Oh, golden hit.
Cling, 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 cling.
Golden hit.
Okay. So you are scribbling away upstairs. You're absolutely in the zone. You're not even looking at the paper. You can just feel your wrist flicking and moving like it has a mind of its own. Downstairs, I'm throwing you a bone. There was a cooler inside of there's a bunch of shit in that chest. There was a cooler that had some beef jerky in it, so you guys just found that. Maybe you're chowing down on a little bit of that. And your eyes catch the conspiracy wall where he has all this like weird stuff written.
Yeah.
And you do notice a map on the wall. It is a map of California. And you can see there's a little red house, like, marked right in an area that's marked as Donner Pass. Mm-hmm. And he has, like, a little square drawn
Donner
around
Pass?
It. Yeah, Donner Pass. Like, he has a square, like, or he has a weird barrier sort of, like, drawn around it. And he has a bunch of, like, writing in red of he has a little map of the immediate area in this on that map of California.
Scratch, looking over your shoulder before you actually read it, just kind of catch Donner Pass. Is that where all those people ate each other?
Otter is familiar with the story of Donner Pass, and he says, "Yeah, well, is Donner Pass? Is that Donner Pass in Colorado?
That was the
Colorado?
Donner Party.
The Donner Party.
Oh, is it just different? Is it just by chance?
No idea.
Well, I guess let's read what he had to say.
Can I see how it looks?
So let's jump back up to Violet upstairs. Your wrist is going crazy. You put your pen down, and you look at what you've illustrated. You drew a big mountain with a hole in it. You drew several geometrical shapes, sort of with lines showing it's coming out of the mountain. Below the geometrical objects being shot out of the mountain, there is a big sort of like oblong bean shape or a squiggle or like a splot of water that you've drawn. It looks like a geometrical thing as seen from above, but you're not sure exactly what it is. And there's a dot in the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
But above the mountain, you drew a very detailed moth. And above the moth is a circle with lines coming out of it, like a light.
Violet sees this picture. Oh, what the fuck is this? And rather than showing it to anyone, scurries down the ladder.
Dump-a-dump-a-dump-a-dump.
Violet, we got food here, and more than that, we got a map.
Nice. Give me 1 second. And Violet runs outside and is like, holds up the journal to the sun and is like holding it up to the sun. Like, I'm on the mountain. There's a sun. There's a moth. There's a moth in the light. And is looking at the journal and is like expecting something to happen. Does anything happen?
Nothing happens. You hear a huge bark from right beside you. You look over at Booger, and it's like Booger briefly like crouched on its wheels. Like it just like got low and went. It's making this crazy noise, and with each there's like a shockwave. Like you feel it like wind. It goes past you, and the ground is shaking. And you look up to the mountain, and you see up at the top of that mountain, you see rustling snow, shaking the trees, birds flying into the sky. The mountain starts to rumble, and you see a wave of snow tumbling down the mountain with a terrible size and speed, and it is coming your way.
Uh-oh. You guys!
Okay, I feel like Otter and Scratch come pouring out.
Yeah, we're immediately looking at the source of the avalanche.
And looking at Booger, is Booger, like, Booger is, like, anthropomorphizing right now, or?
No, Booger is now still.
It just crouched for a second.
Yeah, it crouched, and now it's just normal. You look at it, and it's just normal.
It wasn't normal. It wasn't normal.
Fuck, we gotta get out of here.
No, we gotta get inside.
Violet looks down at Booger and says, Booger, stay. Stay. And then runs into the house.
And we slam the door. And we hide in the cellar, I guess. I don't know where we're going down.
You guys clamber down into the cellar. It's very dark down there. You guys are all together, and you just hear the rumbling and shaking. You hear this big... And you feel like a collision with the house and just the heaviness of that.
Oh
my God, you guys. And we're holding hands.
You're holding hands. You're looking at each other. Eyes, looking at each other.
You guys, I ate a mushroom outside. It made me feel good.
What?
The camera is pulling out, and we see the house, Booger, everything in the area completely covered in snow. Whiteout!
What the hell?
Oh my God, so Casey got his wish of us being trapped in the house after all.
Yeah, sorry.
We're trapped in the house and we're going to be trapped.
Violet, you still haven't peed.
I know.
And I still haven't come.
Oh my God.
But Otter got to poop.
Ha Lucky you.
Well, start digging a hole.
Oh my gosh, he got in a huge accident.
Wait, that's Bertrand's wife? That's not even him because he's in the hospital?
Yes, and now we have to go.
Now we're going to be celebrating his death.
God damn it, Bertrand gets everything, listener. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mike, I can't make your birthday party because I'm going to Bertrand's funeral. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, that's fine.
I can't believe we found out he died quickly.
Low energy Bertrand.
Sorry, Lenny,
he's at the, it's his wife. He's at the hospital, and actually, he is dead.
Wait a second. Bertram has a wife? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, God. She's going to kill me.
Or she's going to marry you now.
Whoa.
Whoa. Because
she wants to taste Bertram's dick on my mouth.
Oh, my God.
This is the after credits. This is the after credit shit that you only get at the end of the episode.
That's right, listener.
Oh, sorry. Rest in peace, Bertram.
I'm sorry. Is his name Bertrand or Bertram?
Bertrand.
Wait. Who's Bertram? No! You're telling me I wasn't even sucking off our accountant? It was just some guy who was in the same industrial...
Oh, that's our animal handler. Oh. He's the one who, like, brings snakes and stuff for shows.
Wait, that wasn't a dick I was sucking. That was a mongoose's dick.
Not a mongoose's dick. I was like, it was a tail.
That was my first idea.
It was a
That's why a mongoose was sucking me off while I was sucking Bertrand's dick.
And now what it
the
all hell? Makes
The
sense.
Mongoose thought it was some sort of baby cobra down there. Like a really newborn baby cobra.
And he was really biting and chewing.
And now we'll slap a bestiality.
Oh God!
You can kick rocks if you got a problem with the beautiful act of making love to an animal, which should be legal, by the way.
Official stance, gutter.
And we're having fun.
Yeah.
Gutter.